Well, my dear friends in Christ, today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Our theme today is hearing the shepherd's voice. And I would like to share with you the text for this message. It comes to us prior to our gospel reading today. It is from John chapter 10 also, but it is just the first 10 verses. And the inspired word of God says this: "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. And so Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And this is our text. Well, I don't know how many of you know this. I found this out as I was preparing for this message today. Good Shepherd Sunday is always celebrated every year on the fourth Sunday of Easter. We are about midway through that particular season. For many of the members of the church, this is a cherished event that we observe. And why is that? Because it brings out some of our favorite biblical texts and hymns that we remember. And it kind of reminds us of the kind and caring image of Christ Jesus himself, who is a gentle shepherd, who simply loves us and cares for all of his sheep. And maybe you have thoughts of us as cute little sheep and lambs. When I see Dick, I'm reminded of that. And we think how kind and good we are, and we're willingly want to stay with him because he loves us and he cares for us. But my dear friends, the fact is, neither of those images is entirely accurate. In fact, for some of you, maybe you were known as the black sheep in the family. And that is not necessarily an endearing term. Well, when we think back to biblical times, the sheep were not necessarily considered to be very good and kind. Sheep, after all, are, some people think, dumb animals. Why? Because they wander off and they stray. And they listen to voices sometimes. And this happens because they are shepherdless, or if they've listened to a dishonest voice or sounds that could lead them away. And what happens to those sheep when they end up outside the sheep pen? Well, sometimes they end up dead, either due because of starvation or perhaps wolves come and eat them. Therefore, it is important for us to listen to the voice of the shepherd and to follow him and to enter into the safety and protection of the sheep pen. To do anything else would be catamount to death, death for the sheep. And that is the way it is also for us, because we, too, are like those sheep. There are times we're not good and kind by nature. And why is that? Because we have sinned. We have wandered away from the safety of that sheep pen. The prophet Isaiah, in his book, wrote, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way." Well, what happens? Well, that happens when we refuse and we ignore to listen to our good shepherd. We have listened to other voices. You know, there are so many voices, out in the world that are calling us. They want our attention. They want our trust. They want our commitment. Some of these voices can be bad. The voices of immoral immorality, or there's false religions or worldviews or different belief systems. But there are voices out there that are neutral also. Those are the kinds of voices. And they can be good things too. The voices of sports or technology or entertainment. The voices that come from our schools or our jobs or money or possessions. And those things only become bad when they lead us away. They lead us away from the shepherd, and they lead us to those things. There is great danger in following some of those things when they lead us away. But the sad thing is, there's a lot of people out there that don't even get it. They don't understand. They're not that when they listen to those voices, that they are being separated from the shepherd. The saddest thing is all is that the false and deceptive voices to which all of us are tempted to pay attention to, these are the kinds of things that lead us as God's people into destruction. Many of us as sheep are so busy listening to so many false voices, we find ourselves slowly starving to death outside of that sheep pen. And eventually, as the scriptures tell us, there's something and someone that comes, like a roaring lion, the devil, who is our enemy, and he's prowling around to do what? But to devour those kinds of sheep. Well, we know in biblical times, shepherds loved their sheep. They called each one by name. Shepherds would get in front of the sheep, and they would lead them in love. They would not stand behind and drive them by force. They would make sure that the sheep would have adequate pasture and clean and clear water to drink. Shepherds would lead them through the desert, many times being dangerous for them, protecting them from the wolves and other enemies until they arrived safely at that sheep's pen. Sometimes those shepherds would even give their lives. They would give their lives in protecting their sheep. But for many of those shepherds, that's by accident. Why? Because their plan was to live for the sheep, not to die for them. But I'm here to tell you today that our Lord Jesus is a different kind of shepherd altogether. He's no meek or mild shepherd that he was often portrayed as. He describes himself in our gospel reading today, that very first verse. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And so we see by our Lord's action the love that he had for us. He sacrificed himself for us. And he doesn't passively do that, but he actively laid down his life for us and for all the other sheep. And this was no accident. This was planned by our Lord Jesus, not to live for himself, but to die for the sheep. You know, our Lord could gather a flock together for himself. He brought back wandering sheep through forgiveness of their sins and made them his own. He has also called each of us by name, his name that he gave to us in holy baptism. And he leads us in love rather than driving us by force. He cares for our needs, both the physical and the spiritual. And Psalm 23 reminded us that today. He makes us to lie down in green pasture. He leads us beside still waters. He restores our souls, and he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. But Jesus did more than that. Jesus rose from the dead. He came back from the grave to life so that we may have life and have it abundantly. This is not just a better life now, as many of us know it. Jesus has something better in mind for each and every one of us, and all people of the world, something better than we can even imagine. He was leading us to an abundant life in heaven, and I would call that the heavenly sheep pen. For our good shepherd leads us right to the door of the sheep pen, and he says to us in our reading, I am the door. I am the door for the sheep. He not only leads us to that sheep pen, but he also is the entrance into the sheep pen. We can't get there by ourselves, by our own efforts of faith or moral accomplishments, and neither can we get there by following those voices that I said that are out there in the world. If those voices are what they are paying, what we're paying attention to, and we trust in them, then we're going to be left out of that sheep pen. And our Lord was very strong and emphatic about that. In John chapter 14, verse 6, he says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It is our Lord Jesus who has taken away our sins when he laid down his life for us. He made us sheep, and he made us members of that sheep pen. He's taken up his life again for us also, and he shares with us that abundant life of the resurrection. He not only leads us to the entrance of that abundant life, but he is the entrance to that abundant life. And so my encouragement for you today is to listen. Listen to our shepherd's voice. You know, it's not simply that the sheep hear the sound of the shepherd's voice. Anyone can do that. What's more important is that we pay close attention. What is the content of what our Lord tells us? And the opposite is also true. Those who do not listen to his voice are not his sheep. They may think they are his sheep, or they may have their names on a sheep list somewhere, but apart from hearing the shepherd's voice, they are not his sheep. Once when the disciples were leaving Jesus because they felt it was too hard to understand him, if you remember, Jesus asked the 12 if they wanted to leave also. Do you remember what Peter's reply was? "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And it is our Lord Jesus who is our good shepherd. And he speaks to us those words today. The words of life, which we cannot get anywhere else. Our Lord has removed the guilt. He's removed condemnation from ourselves. And he has given us forgiveness and life. So where is it then that we hear the shepherd's voice? It's not a voice that comes from inside of us, which that could be anyone's voice. But it is the Word of God, which is the voice of Jesus himself. And we hear that word through voices of what I call the under-shepherds of the flock. And those are our pastors. Those, in fact, the word pastor is a Latin term which means little shepherd. And we are blessed here at Trinity to have a number of those men among us. Pastor John, Pastor Hesse, Pastor Hafman. Pastors are sent by our Lord Jesus to speak his words to us, his sheep, and they so that we can be comforted and also loved and prepared to follow the Good Shepherd. So where is it? Where do we find the Good Shepherd so we can follow him? There are some people that will say Jesus is everywhere, right? So I can be with Jesus anywhere. And that is true to a point. But Jesus is omnipresent. He is everywhere. But he also has promised to be specifically somewhere. And that is here today in our worship services. In Matthew 18, verse 20, he said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." And so as we have come today and gathered in his name, he is here. We are here. And to hear that shepherd's voice as we read and as the word is proclaimed to us. Our Lord has also located himself today in a rather very special place. And you see that on the altar prepared before you, under the bread and the wine. He is here, and we are to be fed by him and nourished by his body and blood so that we can be strengthened and renewed to follow the leading of the shepherd, not only here in this sanctuary, but when you go out those doors to the outside world. Following him and his voice throughout our lives outside this sanctuary sometimes isn't very easy, is it? There are many voices of strangers out there seeking to do us harm. Well, how do we avoid that? Our Lord Jesus says this, "The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the stranger." So the more we hear our shepherd's voice, the more we're going to be able to follow him outside those doors in our everyday world. If we don't hear that shepherd's voice regularly, then the more we are apt to listen and be deceived by others, by other voices that are strangers to us. But even if we faithfully hear that shepherd's voice and we follow him, it's still not going to be easy to be out there in the world. There's always going to be suffering in following the shepherd. But that, again, should not surprise us. Peter reminds us of that in 1 Peter 2, verse 21. "For to this suffering you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps." But we shouldn't focus our attention today by looking down on the pain or the suffering that occurs in this life, either because of our sin or because of following the shepherd. If we do that, that's exactly how we're going to lose track and we'll get lost. Instead, we should be keeping our eyes looking on the shepherd and upon the destination to which he is leading us, the heavenly sheep pen. We don't need to have any fear or worry about reaching our final destination successfully, but only joy and confidence in knowing that Christ is leading us that way. He's leading us to that heavenly sheep pen, and he is also the door into the heavenly sheep pen. He's going to bring us through it and into that abundant resurrection life which he has promised. You know, as bad as life can be, and as bad as it is because of the pain and grief and suffering that we may be having, and all the bad things that come along in living in this sinful world, or even for faithfully following the shepherd, the abundant life that is waiting is so much better. Again, Paul wrote to us in the book of Romans, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present life are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us." And so this Good Shepherd Sunday is a good Sunday. Not because of our ideas about what shepherds and sheep are to be like, but because of what Jesus has done for each and every one of us and that he has promised to us. So we need to hear that voice. We need to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd who has called us by name. We need to follow him where he has promised to be and along that path where he is going. We need to enter that abundant life which the Good Shepherd has won for each of us and gives to us freely. And in so doing, my dear friends, we will enjoy a perfect peace, a perfect joy, and a perfect contentment, not for just now, but for all of eternity. And I would say to you in closing today then, and to that end, we can shout a very loud Amen.